Blog Talk Radio.
Having some problems here. Hold on, bear with us.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Find light in the beautiful sea. I chose to be happy. You and I, you and I.
Welcome, everyone, and so sorry to put everybody on hold. We're having some technical difficulties here on the My Beauty Angel show. I guess the sparkling diamonds or the solar flares are sparkling out there and through our technology waves here with the computer. So we are here to celebrate you and all about you and your special gifts and sparkling brightly as a diamond that you are. And we have, you know what, I'm going to have to ask my special guest, both if my special guest, who is the psychic Ozark seer, very gifted psychic tarot reader, if she would please dial back in. I'm not seeing her pickup. I'm not seeing the something's wrong with the computer. And if also, Cindy, if you could dial back in as
Hi,
well.
Hi, sweetie. Can you hear me?
Oh, now I can.
Okay.
I'm having some major technical difficulties.
Oh.
Anyways, I did see Ozark Seer. She was there a minute ago. But we want to welcome everybody to the My Beauty Angel show, courtesy of Blog Talk Radio and Greater Good Ministries, ggmradio.com. All inspiration, all the time. I'm your host, Audrey Quinn, and I have my wonderful co-host, author of To Feel is to Heal, the very gifted and talented Cynthia Herman. Cindy, we call her Cindy Herman. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, sweetie. We'll get through this.
So
I'm sure it'll all work out.
Yes, so we will, the show will go on. We made it on the show, and I do see that Mitzi's in the queue, and it looks like Mitzi is in the queue. I don't know what's going on, why it says that we're linked to another show or something, but for some reason I'm seeing something about that we're linked to another show. I don't know what they mean.
Should we bring Mitzi on? Maybe she has some helpful information.
Let me try to get you, Mitzi. She's our Ozark seer. That's going to we're going to be highlighting her gifts as a professional tarot reader, astrologer, numerologer, and many gifts that she has. Let me try to get her. Mitzi, are you there? Mitzi? Hello? Mitzi?
Hello, how are you?
There she is.
Are you here, Mitzi?
Yes, I am.
Sorry. Oh, thank you so much for joining us. And
no worries. I connected from the landline, so you probably didn't recognize the number. Sorry.
Oh, no, that's okay. It had nothing to do with you. There's just something odd going on with my studio board here to do with the show.
Oh, you know what it's like to have high-energy people. Like,
wow.
It's crazy.
We're all vibrating at such high energy, energetically, huh?
Yes,
so,
indeed.
Okay, well, before we get started, I kind of got thrown for a loop here, so pardon me, I'm only human having a spiritual experience at the moment. But I want to say a little bit about you, and thank you so much for being our guest tonight, Ozark Seer, and I call her Mitzi.
I'm honored to be here.
She's actually one of my favorite readers besides our founder, Barbara Delosier, B. Delosier of Greater Good Ministries. Mitzi is very gifted and talented with many, many years. She's a certified professional tarot reader, platinum, with the TCO. I'll ask you what the TCO is in a few minutes if you'll explain what that really means. But she's also a licensed minister, very gifted, accurate psychic. She's been a guest on many, many radio shows. She's in demand. She also contributes as a weekly television, reality show guest, whatever project you might have for a special gifted psychic that's certified, that also tests and certifies other psychics also. She does that as well. And she's very supportive, and, you know, her readings are all about the good, the bad, or, you know, if there's something that real, you know, that's not so pretty, she'll just be real straightforward and honest with you. You know, she's not about telling you what you want to hear. I mean, it's always great to have the highest, best outcome, but sometimes, you know, there's always good news and bad news and dualities and polarities in life, right? So,
and sometimes
anyway,
the answer is left something better.
Right. So, Mitzi, do you want me to call you Mitzi or Ozark tonight?
I go by Ozark here.
Yeah, okay. I just want to honor her spirit name because it is a really awesome spirit name. She is in the Ozarks, right, of Missouri?
Yes.
Right?
Yes, Ozarks, yes.
How did you get the name? Let me ask you this.
Yeah. Well, I out of the Bible, it says, out of the land I shall erase my prophet. And after my car accident where I died and I broke a cemetery tombstone in my head, when I came back, my life kind of changed. And as I got into the studies, I thought, well, I kind of need a land name. I'm more of a prophet than a psychic. People kind of call everybody psychic or whatever, but that's just not quite exactly what I feel it is. I feel I'm more of a prophet. So I chose a land name, which is Ozarks, and I see the message, so I'm a seer. I can also smell and sometimes get other things from people, too.
My. Well, I'm looking forward to this.
You know, I mean, it took me some time to really find the name that I needed. But it is a land name, and, you know, I really enjoy it. And enjoy helping people. And actually, I was also the certifying agent of the TCBA, Tarot Certification Board of America. I was the executive director's assistant testing there and certified there as well. So I'm multi-certified. I just put the newest one up.
She is multi-certified. And how can we find you? How can people, our listeners, besides, I know you're going to gift folks that call in to our number. Let me give the call-in number while I'm on the subject. We encourage all our callers to call in and receive a one-question reading with Ozark Seer. And she's gifting you with the one-question reading. And then
Yes. You
can also contact her, and I'm going to ask her to tell you where to contact her. But the number to call in is 347-237-5339. Please press 1 and you'll get in the queue. And it's kind of like first come, first serve. Whoever calls in first, we'll take your call first. So, Ozark.
Yes.
Ozark, dear. So, what else would you like to say tonight to our listeners that are listening? And how long have you been doing readings now?
I have been reading since July 2nd, 1997.
July 2nd, 1997. Wow. And you have a 5-star rating on the at liveperson.com.
And that's with like 11,000 ratings, too. And only 2% really of my clientele rate. And I don't really ask people to, because if you get something that, you know, your readings are confidential, you don't have to do anything you don't want to do, then it sticks with just you. At the end of your readings, I don't carry it with me unless I get to know you on a very, very close basis. You know, I mean, I usually just kind of dispel the energy and start anew. You know, your readings are very personal to you, and what comes out is something that, you know, if you don't like it, you can always change it by changing the choices you're making. But too often we get so despaired and depressed in our spirit, and we forget that sometimes, you know, there's always something more positive around the corner. Even though sometimes no is the answer, sometimes it's a really nice thing, too, because it opens you up for something better.
Wow. Yes.
Let's get started.
Yes. Well, I guess Ozark, can Cindy, our co-host, may she ask? Can she ask you one question before?
Absolutely. Sorry, I live by a busy street, so the loud people. How may I help?
Oh, well, I was thinking for Audrey, but yes, if you want to start with me. I have a book that God wrote through me presently at Hay House. Will they pick it up?
They are going to pick it up. However, I don't necessarily feel it's going to be the best to your advantage, meaning that there's somebody else who would do you a little better with the marketing or the publishing somehow of this. I'd encourage you to maybe try a couple of other places before you really sign a contract or commit, because, you know, you got to carefully weigh this and it, what its productivity would be for you. And I have a feeling that there's someone out there that is a better option for this.
And will I learn about, well, that's the one question, and I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You can ask the second question. You're the co-host.
Well, just,
you might get.
Well, just will I learn who that person is? I mean, will that person come to me? And
you need to do a little bit of research, but you're looking for a dark-haired man. Might be named Joseph.
Okay.
And I'm seeing that this is somebody who's, you know, a businessman, but he's very very focused, very, you know. And this is somebody who owns at least 3 different locations of property sites for the business, the publishings.
Of one he already has established.
Yeah, he already has 3 buildings established of publishing.
I see.
And he's dark-haired, and he may be named Joseph or Joe. That's the real person, but you need to look for that one.
Wow, okay. I guess I could just advertise, where's Joseph? I will. I'll put that out there.
It's an honor to meet you.
Oh, thank you so much, sweetie.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Ozark.
Audrey, is it your turn now?
Oh, I don't know. I'm your regular client.
Do you really want to answer?
I talk to her anytime I want.
I'll let you have one next time for free.
Okay.
And we'll
okay.
just move on to clients.
Yes, because I kind of like privacy sometimes. But I think we do have a caller. Let's see if they want to speak with us. Let me try to pick them up here. They might have one question. Let's see if I can reach them. Hello, caller?
Yes.
Caller, you're on the air with the My Beauty Angel Show and our honest psychic, the Ozark Seer, the very gifted Ozark Seer. Do you have a question? Can you tell us your name and where you're calling from?
Yes, this is David. I'm calling from Texas. Long time listener, first time caller. Good evening.
Good evening. Nice to meet you.
How are you?
Very good, and I hope everything's good down there for you. The weather-wise and all.
Did we lose him? David, are you there? David?
I think we lost him.
You know, there's some odd stuff happening.
I think it's solar flares. The powerful people together and electronics just go nuts.
Is this the solar flares? Because even my chat box isn't opening up for the show. It is never, it's still trying to process.
Maybe David will call us back again, and we could try again.
David, if you're listening, feel free to call us back. Unless he got scared. Did he get too scared, do you think, Ozark Seer, and didn't want to ask?
It's just a communicational issue.
Oh, it's a communication. It's a solar flare, probably.
I can tell you one thing about him, though. I can tell you that he's a level-headed man. He doesn't let his passions overrule his pure intentions. He may be looking to buy some property, but he's not really sure yet where he wants to settle down. And he'd do really good in self-employment business, just in case he's still listening.
Oh, wow. That was nice. Thank you, Ozark Seer. I hope you heard that. And if you didn't listen to it now, you can certainly listen to it in the archives. That's a wonderful beauty of these shows. You're listening to the My Beauty Angel Show on Greater Good Ministries in association with Blog Talk Radio. We're here every Thursday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. I'm Audrey Quinn, your host. We've got Cindy Herman, a fabulous author of To Feel is to Heal. You can find that on Amazon.com. And how can we find you, Ozark Seer, on your Facebook?
For Facebook. And, you know, it's, I have a couple different inactive Facebook sites, but you're looking for the one that has the professional photo with the white background and the curly red hair. You'll be able to tell professional photo versus, like, webcam. You'll be able to tell the difference of me when you look.
She really is beautiful. She looks like the actress Drew Barrymore.
You're actually like the third person who's told me that in my life.
She looks just like Drew Barrymore's sister or Drew Barrymore herself. Yes, she's a doll. And she has done me well with all my readings, so I highly, highly recommend her. So I guess some of these callers might be having problems, so I'm going to encourage you callers, if you're not able to get in to press 1, you know, and speak with us, hang up and call this number again, which is 347-237-5339, and hit the number 1, and you will be back in. And if, David, if you're out there, you're welcome to call us back if you're still listening to the show.
And let's repeat the number. Let's repeat the number one more time in case anyone is running to grab a pen or something slowly.
Yes, the number is 347-237-5339, and please press 1, and you'll have the luxury to speak with our honest psychic, Ozark Seer. She is a gifted and talented international psychic, and she, you know, people can Skype in from anywhere in the world and speak with her, and she'll give you an honest reading, you know, straight shooter. And I respect her for her reading. So what else would you like to tell us today? How's your son, Ben?
Oh, I prefer not to talk too much publicly about his child.
Okay, no problem.
Wow, airplane.
Oh, I hear an helicopter.
I feel very bad for those in Oklahoma who are studying, you know, us in Joplin, you know, having went through kind of a similar thing, and we've been sending trucks and stuff trying to help there, and we've been trying to work on, you know, helping as best as you can.
Mm. Ozark, I wonder if you could possibly, while we're waiting for callers to call in, maybe you could do just a general, what you're seeing. It's so interesting now with the higher frequencies and the solar flares and everything that's going on. Are you seeing, for all of us, maybe a collective uprising or a shift or hopefully something?
There is a shift coming, but it's going to start on lower levels first. I mean, it's already started where people are starting to reach a higher level. But then again, you always have those people who seem to not be able to find the positive in things.
Mm-hmm.
That causes things to be off balance sometimes. A lot of times the things that we worry about or stress about, if we just really just focus on the solution and not the problem, we get a lot further. But, you know, a lot of times we hold ourselves back out of fear. What if, you know? But, you know, the best thing I could say about that is I'd rather a life of what else than what if. I would rather a life of oh wells than what if, you know? And if you never listen to yourself and you never allow yourself to grow and you never allow you to take the chances that you need to take because, you know, you just never make progress. And you hold yourself back, and then it's the life of what ifs, and, you know, it's better to say, oh, well, I tried and failed, or I tried and succeeded, and, you know, move forward, because everything you do is going to teach you something valuable for you and a lesson.
Mm-hmm. Well put.
Even our bad things can turn to good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you may not see it for many, 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 many years, but
mm-hmm.
At some point in time, everything does come around.
You bet it does. Should we repeat the number once more in case someone has recently joined us?
Yes. I apologize in advance if the listeners are having any technical difficulties because, one of our callers was dropped as well. But for you all that want to continue to be determined to get in and speak with Ozark Seer, please call us at 347-237-5339 and hit number 1 so we will see you. And I know sometimes Blog Talk has technical difficulties, so if you're not able to get through, I apologize, but just keep calling, and hopefully Spirit, Archangel Michael will intervene, divine intervention, and help you get on the line with us. We'd love to hear from you.
We definitely know we're meant to help them if they can make it through today, huh?
Yes,
for sure.
Energy. What is it about the energy of this super moon, Ozark Seer? Do you have anything to say about that this weekend?
Honestly, that's something that's going to affect everybody. We're closer to gravitational pull now to the moon, and it's gonna cause some elevated emotions with people, kind of crankiness, irritability, et cetera. I mean, and it's going to cause kind of some havoc. Personally, I'll be wearing tiger's eye. Because that's an old Native American way thing that we kind of do. it's one of those times, it's a darker time for some people. But on the other hand, it's, you just have to kind of go with it and just move forward,
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is the tiger's eye a grounding stone? Is that?
It's a protection.
Uh-huh.
It wards off evil.
I see.
And you wear it on any blood moon, any red moon, blood moon, hunter's moon, ring around the moon.
Oh.
And super moons.
Ah.
I have a couple of very beautiful tigers. So I'm usually wearing it anyway, to be honest.
How nice. Well, may I be bold and take Audrey's question?
Sure.
You're very kind. Am I ever going to find this partner in my life?
Let's see. Well, you are, but your ship's just not yet ready to come in on the harbor. It's not where your focus needs to be right now.
Uh-huh.
You have several types of things going on, and multitasking, let's say, is sometimes not your... not your strength. and unfortunately, you got to make the house worth coming to. You got to make your home ready. You got to make yourself ready. You got to get back on track, with everything around you first. And you can't be lonely if you're comfortable with the person you're alone with. And if you get to that point, then your partner does naturally be found. I can tell you that he's got dark, reddish-brown hair. He's kind of medium build. He's not skinny, but he's not, really overweight either. And he's got some green eyes or hazel. And he may be wearing a funky-looking hat when you meet him.
Great.
Wow.
Great. Thank you.
I love hazel eyes. Pretty.
It's going to be a while, though. You're looking at least a couple years more.
Oh.
Until then, you're going to have what I call stepping stone relationships. Things that are meant to keep you from getting too lonely, get you from point A to point B, and get you there. And get you a better experience, the more ready for the future. So don't necessarily, hold those off either. Just, allow yourself to experience, but make sure it's the right one when you get close. And that takes time.
Yes, it does.
Ozark, you're also...
Thank you.
You're also
thank you.
Universal Life Minister, right?
Yes.
Universal Life Church. Credentials of Ministry. Now, yes, can you tell the listeners more about the Certified Professional Tarot with the CPO?
I'm actually certified with two different sites. There's a TCBA, which is Tarot Certification Board of America, and I was actually their executive director's assistant testing leaders as well. And then there's the TCO, Tarot Certifications Online, and I'm the executive director there and do the testings there as well. Although we've kind of slowed back on that because of some of the life changes in some of the people's lives right now. And because of that, classes, I see I'm a teacher too. When I teach classes, I usually do it yearly, you know, for people who are interested in learning how to read the tarot. It's actually Freemason Symbology of the Metaphysical Tarot. It's a old class. But the thing is, you know, right now I'm just kind of, you know, just focusing on reading and helping people, and I feel that the right people come for the right things at the right time for the right reason. You know, when a student's ready, the teacher appears.
I love that mantra. That's my favorite mantra, Ozark's here. And guess what? We have a caller from area code 217-875, so let's see if we can pick them up. Welcome to My Beauty Angel. Are you here? 217? Let's see. I may have to click around. 217, are you with us?
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to the My Beauty Angel show with our special psychic, Ozark Seer. Do you have a question for us? Hello? Maybe not. Maybe they just want to listen. Let me try it one more time. Hello? Anyone here? Well, if you want to speak with Ozarks here and you have a question, be sure to press 1, and I will know that you would like a reading. I am having some very interesting challenges here.
You can also find me on Facebook, too, personally. I mean, if they can't get through and they're trying, I'd hate to miss out helping someone who really needs some help and then not be able to make it through because of this crazy storm flares and everything going on.
Exactly.
Let's give the number once more, could we, Audrey?
Sure. The number is 347-237-5339, and just hit number 1 if you'd like to speak with our special guest today, Ozark Seer, psychic Ozark Seer, and she's an honest, straightforward reader.
Ozark, I'd like to ask, when you first, what was the event that made you first realize you had the ability, this ability?
Well, honestly, I knew from the beginning as a kid.
The time you were a child?
But, yes.
Oh.
Yeah, I was raised Southern Baptist, Mennonite, Amish.
Oh.
And, you know, I always knew, but it was shunned, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I always kind of ran from my gifts because, you know, that's just not the way to be.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, even though they were helpful, but it was July 2nd, 1997, when I got in that very bad accident at the cemetery, I died. You know, of course, I broke the tombstone in my head, so I died. And they were brought me back, and I remembered what happened in the time I was gone, and it changed me because the next when I recovered enough, I had amnesia and everything. I was going into the military actually. Two days later, I would have been shipped off to boot camp. On the 4th, but, you know, after that, everything kind of changed, and I'd say within a week or two, I found my teacher, and that's the same class I teach, and, you know, I was blessed with many, many classes and many instructions and many learnings, and it just showed to me the true path, and I actually started setting up, when I first started reading at Walmart, in the break room, and I would have them lined up, and people would be so upset because they get a 15-minute break and then a 30 or something for lunch, and they'd be upset because they couldn't get all the way through the line. Many times this lady was sitting down. I told her, be careful when you walk in because you might trip and sprain an ankle. She gets up from the table, trips, sprains her ankle right there.
Oh.
It was just insane.
Wow.
And then after I got confident enough with that and seeing enough of it be true, then I started to work with some professional sites and branch out. And God's just really, and I you can call them whatever you prefer to call them, you know, a great spirit, whoever. I have a different name than God for him myself, but this is the most known one. But, you know, and he just kind of led me and provided the path and provided the people who needed help. And, you know, I live a life of servitude. I try to always be available to help when people need it.
Yes, and there's been some emergencies when I had some health problems, and I'll never forget how Ozark Seer was there for me, and, you know, when I had some near hospitalizations, and she helped me with some really good wisdom to prevent me from going to the hospital. That were really good, helpful.
Not that I would ever tell you not to go to a hospital or neglect your medical duties or any of that, right?
Right. I was the one, I think you did even tell me you really wanted me to go at one point, and then you knew I was stubborn and I wasn't going to go because I didn't want an IV. But then you did give me some advice on what I could do holistically at home that worked. So
yeah,
that
I
was definitely a blessing. Yeah, huge blessing. She has been right on it, right on the money all the time with me. I mean, sometimes timing changes because our free will changed our idea about something that we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, her timing's pretty good, too. Excellent, as far as I'm concerned.
I'm just a messenger, really. I mean, I was sent back to be a messenger. And you know, the glory is really not mine. I mean, I just, it's no different than a... than the postal carrier giving me the package. it's not my glory, but it's to a higher power, is what I'm trying to say.
So, Ozark Seer, are you using your third eye for the readings? How are you getting your information so fast and fluidly when you're... I know you're not a medium, and you're not...
I can be a medium, but I choose not to be.
Right.
And do you see it or hear it? Do you hear it in your head or do you see it?
I hear it, see it, smell it, taste it, and clairglustient, clairescent, what's the other one? I don't remember. Clairglustient is where you can taste it, I can smell it, I can feel it, empathic. And if I have any questions, I'll go to a tarot deck. You know, I double check everything. I see images and feel... sometimes smells or sometimes, you know, sometimes in your reading, I'm just going to be like, something bad's about to happen. I can't tell you exactly what it is, but you need to change some of these plans this way, this day. And, I mean, sometimes it comes out so clear. There was one gal, I begged her to change her vacation. She was going down to the Louisiana Mardi Gras thing or something down there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I begged her to change her plans. And she did, and that's when Hurricane Katrina hit.
Oh.
And then I had one of my first ratings I ever got on LP. This poor woman, I told her her husband or boyfriend or fiance was, you know, I see something really bad happening, and that, you know, he may not be able to make it around long, but that she should know that he loved her. And she waited a month to post the rating, I think, and she wrote that I was right, that he had died on a motorcycle, but that she thanked me for letting her know to take advantage of the quality of time she had left with him. And that was one of my first ratings on Live Person.
Wow. Amazing.
I really practiced a lot, worked with it a lot, studied a lot before I ever started any of the professional sites. And, you know, you get a lot of readings lined up outside of Walmart. That's how I practiced in the beginning.
Yes. I know we do have a caller, 217-875, and thank you so much for listening. If you decide you want to have one question with Ozark Seer, just press 1, and we'll take your call. We'll be happy to. Otherwise, we welcome new callers, listeners, to join us here on the My Beauty Angel Show. Call 347-237-5339 and just press 1, and we'll take your call on the air. We still have plenty of time for one question with the amazing, fantastic, fabulous, I just love her, our psychic Ozark Seer. Ozark, S-E-E-R. And your web, I'm sorry, your Facebook page is Ozark Seer too, right?
I think it's Ozark Seer. I don't know. If you type in Ozark Seer, I have about 4 of them. But you're looking for the professional photo with me with the red, perfect, curly hair and the pure white background. And you'll be able to tell it's professional.
Yes, I'm looking at you now, and she looks like the beautiful
dream. The name should be on the top of it then.
Yes, Ozark Seer, and she has a beautiful eye, eyeball, an eye. Looking at
the third eye. I have a third eye.
Third eye, right. The clairvoyancy, right?
Yep.
Clairvoyance, clairsentient, clairaudient. She has all of the gifts and the senses as well, right?
There's one other thing we could talk about if we don't have a caller.
Sure. Yeah. Anything you wanted.
Would you like to hear about
guess.
What happened in my life-changing event with my car accident? What I
yeah.
Okay.
Please.
Okay, keep in mind I was 17. I was emancipated and I was going in the military. I had four kids, there were five of us total in the car, in little bitty Chevette over there in Monette. And we stopped at the cemetery, which crossroads, you know. And then I thought I waited long enough. Everybody else did, too. I was going to say goodbye to my sister. And they told me to go, and I went. And I was T-boned by a Dodge Ram. I scratched his little bitty chrome grill. He flipped my car three times, did three 360s, landed 35 feet away on top of a kid, threw me into the first tombstone. And the kid's brother got out of the car. They'd used Jaws of Life for the other gal. And the kid's 16-year-old brother picked that Chevette up and flipped it off him. And then I lost consciousness. I felt no pain. I was in a foggy room. It had like an old antique kind of gold-looking handle thing, like the door had been opened for you, but it wasn't really a door. I don't know. And it was all foggy. And to my right, there was, and I've had confirmation on this by others, too. It'll bring them to tears for people who have been close to death and died and then brought back by ambulance like I have. They'll recognize it. To my right was a tunnel filled with opals. And I was in a waiting room. I wasn't meant to go down the tunnel. I was stuck in this waiting room. Somebody was going to come down the tunnel and talk to me. And then the ambulance worker revived me, jolted me with that little heart thing, and I was in a neck and body brace crammed in a helicopter and shipped off. Then it hurt. But I want to let everybody know that when, you know, it was not my time to go, which is, and I don't remember who came and talked to me, but there is something beyond this, and you don't have to be afraid of it. And if I can break a tombstone with my head and not feel any pain until afterwards, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Until after I woke up in the hospital and after the ambulance was, or the helicopter, that's when I felt pain. And it wasn't, there's no anger. There's really no emotion in that place either.
And it sounded beautiful. Opals
it's all
are
calm.
Just gorgeous.
Opals? A tunnel yeah. of what looked like opals swirling in the sunlight in circles.
Beautiful.
You know, and, you know, I just, not that I'm encouraging, nobody should ever take their own life, but death is nothing to be afraid of. It is not to be feared.
Goodness. Do you ever see things for people, maybe people that serve us or lead us or celebrities or something and feel moved to get a message to them?
I do talk to certain celebrities, but I'm not allowed for confidentiality reasons to discuss that. I'm sorry.
Sure. I just meant, are you ever moved? I'm thinking if I were in that situation and there was someone I admired maybe in politics or something, in leadership of some sort, and saw something, I would be torn. I would want them to have the information. Do you go through that sometimes?
At times, I would consider it, but I really focus on helping the one-on-one person, and politics are too screwed up in the government for me.
Well, yes.
And, you know, they got their own mess going. There ain't nothing I can do to help or stop it. They just,
yeah, absolutely.
They just
politics
laugh at me, I just kind of focus on the one-on-one people that I can help, and trust me, the Lord, you know, I'm sent plenty of people to help. And, you know, after the Joplin tornado, I was blessed. I had people who helped me. I had no power. I had no nothing. I mean, it was just devastation here. I did search and rescue. I ran the tires off my car. the hospital blew up, after the tornado, things just really changed. And you know, I handed out $1,500 that week. I secret Santa'd everybody, and if they had family in, I gave them $100. And if they were just by themselves, you know, I gave them $50 to buy things like medicine. And this is the thing. If you people want to help people in Oklahoma, buy them some kids' allergy medicine. Buy them some kids' Motrin or Tylenol. Those are things they don't get. And those are the number one kids need because of the fact that everything's been blowing around. We got that skin fungus zombie disease thing from where everything blew up going around here where it ate up people's skins and stuff. Allergy medicine. And nobody thinks to send it. You really want to help Oklahoma people, help the kids, give them allergy medicine and pain medicine in case they aren't.
Just the kind you buy over the counter.
Yeah.
I see.
Ibuprofen, kids Benadryl, kids Motrin, kids Tylenol.
Huh.
You know,
that is a great idea.
Because that's, I went through it here, and that's one thing nobody had. When I secret Santa'd people, I didn't just give them the money. I took the cart, and we went around with my son shopping with them. And they bought kids' allergy medicine because there was none of it here. Everybody sends diapers and water and clothes and toys and, you know, that sort of stuff, okay? But what they bought was kids' medicine for allergies and also for pain. Orajel, kids, an adult, like Claritin stuff or Zyrtec or whatever, and they bought meat.
And it's exacerbated because of everything blowing, everything in the air. There's just more pollutants in the air.
Everything,
so everything
all that mold has just been released in the air, and nobody thinks about that. It's horrible. We went through it here. See, I'm sorry, but Oklahoma City was horrible. It was just like Joplin. We already been here and done this. And so when I secret Santa people, what I learned is that's what they need. Because when you say, hey, here's $50 or $100 for your family, since you know we need it right now, and you could tell if they need it. They came in cars that were all busted up and stuff. You could tell. I mean, you know, you could tell the tornado cars and stuff, just trust me. And it was right on the leading edge of where I did it at. And I actually had one lady last week, I think, post on my Facebook wall, Brenda White or something, and she thanked me for doing that almost 2 years later. She said, I see all your wonderful posts, and I still want to thank you for helping my family after tornado. And I had some beautiful people who also helped me do that, like Cynthia Rouse. She was great. She helped me. She sent money, and it went to help this man who was getting screwed by his insurance company at that exact moment when I showed up.
Wow.
You know, I mean, and, you know, the things that people, everybody thinks diapers and toilet paper and water and stuff, but nobody thinks the medicine.
My goodness.
And that's the number one thing they need, because allergies are going to be so high with all that. Everything just got blown in the air and thrown everywhere, and allergies are going to just be horrible.
Oh. And then they're that much more uncomfortable having to go through that.
Yeah.
Mm. That's sure an easy thing to do because that's not expensive. Someone with very little money could afford buying a bunch of that.
That could mean the difference between a kid, you know, getting real, real sick or a kid being able to contain it. I would go with kids Benadryl.
Okay. Okay.
And you can do baby Benadryl, too, because babies will need it, too. Or baby drops for allergies or Mucinex, or not Mucinex, the gas drops for the babies. That'll be something they buy, too. But they don't buy diapers. They don't buy batteries. There's plenty of that there, I guarantee it. There's plenty of water. There's plenty of clothes. There's plenty of toys. And I'm not undermining them, okay? I just know from experience how fast that stuff gets here.
Mm-hmm.
And here's one other thing that I think everybody listening should know. When a major disaster like this happens, they practice martial law. Do you know what that is?
Yes.
Okay. You know, you got to have permits, you can be shot. The other thing is they put up a sonic boom wall. How you get through a sonic boom wall, which is a sonic boom wall makes it where you can't call. You can't call 911, you can't call anyone, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a sonic boom wall. The military does that when they take over. And what you do, the only way you can get out of that to contact your loved ones, and they have to have a landline, and you have to be using a landline. Put the number in and hit and hang up as soon as you go beep, 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 and redial, rapid redial. And you should get through the second time. If not, hit rapid redial and do it again. And sometimes text messaging will work, but phone won't. But if you do it from a landline, rapid redial the number is how you get through that sonic boom wall. That's their secret for being able to get through it to contact the people they need to. I learned that in my computer technology course. I'm a computer techie, too.
Oh.
And I was able to contact my loved ones because I knew about the sonic boom wall when nobody else here had service.
Ha! Huh. My goodness.
So that's something that one day could really calm your fears if you're in a major disaster and you remember that. You may be able to get a hold of your loved ones and worry 12 hours less than you would otherwise, or even a week or two less.
My goodness, it's probably posted on your face page or your... Okay, that's wonderful information.
You posted on my face page.
Or your, what, your site? What is your website? It's...
Oh, yeah. The Facebook.
Facebook, yes.
But that's one thing that's very useful. And if you're ever... Lord bless y'all. I hope nobody is ever in this kind of disaster that we've been through. But and that Oklahoma is going through. I mean, I just... You know, my heart goes out to them. But if you do, be prepared. Have an emergency pack that you can take. I'm also a prepper. I'm sorry, that too. Have an emergency pack that you can take, first aid kit, your medicines, your change of clothes, shoes, you know, a shovel to dig yourself out. You know, a little one. Get a little shovel with a little handle. You know, just things to be prepared because we're about to have a lot of earth changes. We're going to have a red Indian summer, that's for sure.
A red Indian summer?
Mm-hmm.
What does
What's that mean,
Ozark?
Well, when was the last time you seen snow in May?
Oh.
Right.
I got pictures of the snow outside in May. I went out and drew a big old peace sign in it.
So it's going to be a lot of things unexpected that aren't normal.
Our weather patterns are about to go crazy this year, and everybody needs to prepare.
Oh, for the whole, all of the whole Earth.
Yeah. And Fukushima's having to dig another 2 tons to contain their spill out of the contaminated water from the radiation because they can't control the leak still.
Oh, because the Earth is what, throwing off the old frequencies is because of her ascension, because the Earth is ascending, or...
Mother Nature doesn't like to be poisoned much.
Mm-hmm.
And
so
we have all these beautiful, fancy things we live for. But when was the last time you went and spent a night out under the stars in the woods somewhere?
Mm-hmm.
No, when was it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We love Mother Nature, and Mother Nature is angry. She's not going to give us a good year this year, and I just hope a llama don't take us to war.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need no more wars. We need to pull our troops in, protect our borders, and get our troops in the schools.
Yes.
Put our troops in the schools to protect kids. Yeah, I believe that we need to put guns in schools through the troops. That'd be a good way to relocate them. Them troops come back and can't get a job because they've been made soldiers. Soldiers protect kids better than anybody would, except parents.
Mm-hmm.
We need to just close our borders, pull it in, and bring our troops home and protect our kids. Stop these school shootings. Every college campus, every single school gets assigned however many troops per however many kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I know that sounds bad and strong, but we need to defend our borders. We're spending $13 billion a day on war. But
on war?
On war.
$13 billion, Mike.
What are we getting from it?
Yeah. We're not. The elite
what are
is,
homeless
we're not.
People getting? Why do we have homeless people? Well, we're spending $13 billion on a war. You know, why can't we afford to pay our troops better? Better yet, why can't we bring our troops home, guard the borders, and put them in the schools to protect the kids? Isn't it time to do something like that, something different?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I hate to say it, but, you know, look how many people, look how many school shootings this is. This is horrible.
Yes.
Okay, we have a caller calling in. We're going to take area code 972-552. Welcome to the show with Ozark Seer, our special guest. Hello.
Oh.
Well, good evening again, ladies.
Good evening. How are you?
Good. I called earlier and was disconnected, though. My question, this is first-time caller, long-time listener.
David.
I just wanted to know what you saw for me for the next 2 years, and I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
You'll want to re-listen to the show, too, also, because I talked about you earlier. So Audrey will have to gift you that whatever archive. Now, as far as the next 2 years, I'm definitely seeing finances coming your way. You know, you should be really kind of careful what you invest in. You're looking at possibly doing something with either the stock market or property. You know, and, you know, estate is a good thing to focus on. You know, rental maybe even. You know, maybe buying a home property, some extra. Because somehow this is going to be a big change. You could have an inheritance coming up in the next 2 years. And you're definitely going to get to accomplish your goals. You got, you know, it's like I was saying earlier about you. Where was it? You got the world in the palm of your hand. It doesn't matter what you choose to do with it. And you're smart. You don't let your passions overrule your pure intentions. And that's a good thing. You're stable, but you have definite growth. You're definitely going to be someone who's good at being self-employed or someone who you know, builds, attains. And, you know, you're going to definitely, you know, there's success all around you. Now, love, I'm sorry, I don't see a whole lot of changes there. I think it's all business and money and planning for you. Sorry.
Are you there, David?
Yeah, I'm here.
Did you hear?
Yeah, that's great.
It was an honor to meet you. I'm so glad you got to call back. But you do
I think maybe I'll find out how to contact you.
You can contact me on Facebook for Facebook. It's Ozark Seer. I have a curly red hair. It's a professional photo with a white background.
Right. I won't mistake you then.
Right.
Well, I have her number, so.
Yeah, ask Audrey. Audrey's got it all.
Audrey, I've got her number regularly. So.
She can
so
hook you up.
Thank you, Ozark Seer, for reading for David.
He still needs to go back and listen to the beginning where I gave
him.
He's
going to.
Pencil.
I'm
going to
be playing it for him when we're done with the show. We have 7 minutes left in the show. What else would you like to talk about, Ozark Seer, with the last 7 minutes?
Thoughts are things, so keep your thoughts positive, and you'll attain more positive things. And you know, don't get so caught up in all the negativity that people bring you because, you know, it's their problem. And what matters is your self-view, your self-worth, and what you're going to do for yourself in your life. You are the controller. You know, as children, whatever happened to us happened. We didn't have power. As adults, we control our destiny and our fate by the choices we make. And for the person out there who's wondering, and there's one of them who's wondering, you know, should I stay in this situation or should I go? I mean, you have to do what's best for your emotional level. And sometimes, you know, you have to weigh the goods and the bads. I usually tell people write out a good list and a bad list to see which one's longer. But, you know, for someone who's given up hope, there's no reason to give up hope out there. I mean, you never know just what is around the corner, and you never know just what could happen. I mean, sometimes you do with the readings, but sometimes there's curveballs, too.
Exactly.
So keep moving forward, even in your dark moments, because once you get through them, something better will come. It's like the Wheel of Fortune. Sometimes you roll a zero, sometimes you get 10,000. It all evens out in the end, right?
Yes. It sure does. It sure does. Now, I have a question for you. What deck do you use? Do you have more than one deck, Ozark Seer, that you
I actually used to be a writer, and I could still be if I wanted to, for the who I can't even think of their name right now. The main people, US Games, that's what it is. I used to be an article writer for them and have a website for them I hosted. And because of it, I have like 300 decks, I think. I had to try them out and write an article on each of them. So I pretty much have all the ones
Can
I could possibly
really?
Handle at the moment. Some of them are really neat, though. I really love the Housewife deck. And for a newbie, from the people I train, I always tell them to get to Q&E right or wait if they want a class to learn, because that's the only one I'll train them on. It's a good starter deck for them. And personally, I like the Gilded. And I like the Wishing, my favorite deck, what is it? It's about fairy tales. And actually, I'd like to hand say there's two fairy tale decks. The Whimsical deck is a really good one, too. I could go on and on about decks.
Wow.
The Halloween deck is pretty cute, too, for around Halloween. It comes a little tin with a cat. You can get all those at US Games, too.
How cute. So when
I do a lot of
things.
It's kind of amazing, really.
When I talk to you for my private readings, Ozark, what deck are you using?
It just depends.
Oh, okay.
I change it up with you.
Do you?
Yeah, I change it up on certain days just in general. I just switch them out.
Fun.
The Housewife deck is pretty amazing, though. You got to come up sometime and use that one. It's a 50s-style deck, and it's got the devil as a chocolate cake, holding a jar of mayonnaise with flies, a pack of cigarettes, some Spam, and something else. I don't remember.
The Housewives Tarot, it's a 40s, huh?
Oh, it's a 50s style deck. It's cool.
Oh, I found it on the line, online.
Yeah.
It's that's cool.
Cool. And it has
recipes
for Madame Tina Martinis and Divinity Eggs, and it has like four different recipes.
Oh,
that are
cute.
All like metaphysical style. It's a really fun deck. I always laugh at it.
What's your greatest dream? How do you see the best future? What would be the best future that could come for you?
My future is out surviving my health struggles, and I would like to eventually hop on a train and just tour and meet some of the people all over the U.S. that I have formed relationships with, and maybe hold some seminars and teach classes, too.
My goodness. You call Audrey afterwards and get my phone number, because I can help you with those health issues. That's one of my gifts.
Okay.
Okay. You've helped me enormously today.
I thank you, dear.
Thank you.
Yes.
But that's my dream, is to travel on the train. I've always said since I was a little girl, the train or the rail will lead my destiny. And then I was living on the same street name as I am now. I'm not going to give it out. The numbers are different. But then as a little girl, I had the railroad in the back. And now I have a really super obnoxious railroad in the front. And I'm living, I was 13 years old then, and I'm 31 now. And I'm living in the reversal where I live then. I always said the rail would lead my road. And my dream is to hop on a train with my little internet and just tour and just meet people and set up places where I held seminars and just do readings and just teach people. I can teach them how to read a deck. I can teach them how to pick up any deck on the shelf unless it's, I don't know, Funky Comedina, whatever, or something, you know. By the time they get learn this one deck, you know. And teach people and help people and just travel.
Okay, how
I
wonderful.
I love the train, too. I've always been fascinated with the train.
To wandering.
Huh?
Yeah.
I said not all who wander are lost. I look forward to wandering.
To wandering. That's wonderful.
And you don't have to worry about driving or keeping your eyes on the road. You can just be moving along and just look 360 degrees all around.
I know trains are great as long as you're on the bottom. I went from here to Michigan in one. It was wonderful. Beautiful.
Yeah.
I think about going over the Rockies, going to Florida, being able to hang out wherever, however. Money on the road. I can do that.
Wonderful idea. I'd like to help you with that in any way I can.
I, you know, it's I'm a prophet. I'm a messenger. I'm meant to help many. And you can't help many in just one location, I don't think.
Uh-huh. I agree.
Well, this was a wonderful show. We have just gone over slightly. It's okay on our time. We may have some listeners listening on the phone, but we have gone off the air, ladies, just to let you know. But I'm really grateful for Ozark Seer being our guest, and would love to have her again in the future without these technical problems.
The stuff happens to me, I'm telling you. You know what I had to do today? Restore two iPhones and start all over from scratch. Before I had a phone service, while I was trying to find your number or a way to get a hold of you, and I had no phone numbers, no nothing.
Oh.
All day, every working on that 3 hours, and I finally found your phone number.
Oh.
Finally got one of the iPhones to work. That was my day. I've had some sonic flare issues, too. So it's probably me partly bringing it with my bad luck.
No, I couldn't.
No,
I got on and nobody was there for about 10 minutes. I was panicking, calling Audrey, everybody I could think of.
I just waited, but I called from a different number.
Well, thank you both for hanging out.
So nobody can hear us but us talking right now.
Yes.
Oh, good.
I have a brain tumor.
You what? You have a brain tumor?
I have a brain tumor.
Okay. Why don't let me give you my number. Call me and we can work on it. 309-